Today, our school prayer focus are the staff and students in kindergarten to sixth grade. For parents, staff, and students, school is about to start its new year. And for some, it's next week, some it's a couple weeks from now, and some maybe even up several weeks from now. But it's right around the corner. Some teachers are already at the schools preparing their classrooms. There are so many concerns facing curriculum, textbooks, bathrooms, sports competitions, parental rights to know or not, what teachers can and can't disclose. These could all create some difficulties. So we can look at these obstacles through the lens of discouragement, or we can bring them to the one who created heaven and earth. Will you stop and pray for the staff and students in the kindergarten through sixth grade as they prepare to return to school with all the pending issues? Some that have already passed, some that are on the docket to be reviewed right now in the California Assembly. And why not share this with others? Get others to pray. Let's increase our prayer force. How and what students learn now affects our future. So, Father, we lift up the students and the staff that are going to be in dealing with the kindergarten through six, those that are going to be attending, and the staff that's going to be teaching and or administrative duties regarding that grade. We pray, God, that even though, as Jesus said to his disciple, there will always be temptations to sin, but sorrow, what sorrow awaits the person who does the tempting? It would be better to be thrown into the sea with a millstone hung around their neck than to cause one of these little ones to fall into sin. So, Father, we pray right now in Jesus' name that there would be a respect for the children and a fear of God over them as they are dealing with these children. Almighty God, we thank you for the start of this new school year full of promise. Bless the students with courage, strength to face the challenges that are coming their way. Help them to make wise decisions even beyond their ability that will lead to positive outcomes. Give them patience and perseverance so they can stay focused and not give up when life gets hard. Guide their teachers as they navigate this unprecedented time. With grace, godly wisdom, and clarity, bring them peace, joy, contentment in their own lives so they won't take out their issues on the children. And as they learn from home or in classrooms, may the students be and the teachers be reminded of the importance of building each other up rather than tearing one another down. We thank you, Lord, for this new year. We pray that the teachers will have perseverance, ignite an inner fire within their hearts to reach higher and to aim for excellence. Shower them with your unfailing grace. And we pray, Father, that they both, the student and the staff, would be able to lift their heads above the din of problematic issues that keep being very loud. We pray for divine solutions. We pray that parents will pray for their kids when dropping them off, picking them up, on their way to the school, and when they get home, or maybe around the dinner table if they still do that. We pray that they'd give them opportunity to talk. We pray the children will have good, godly friendships, favor with their teachers and classmates, and what they learn would be devoid of CRT, woke, gender confusion, and they'd be able to filter and say no to the things that are not good. We pray, Father, the teachers and administration will focus more on what's important, the education, than on all these other ideologies. Help them to learn the basics so that we will actually exceed other countries. And so, Father, we pray for a hedge of protection around all these little ones, and we pray that no one will be doing something that would cause a millstone to be hung around their neck to cause one of these little ones to fall into sin. In the mighty name of Jesus.